Shalom, brethren. We're doing today's Friday, the 9th of April, 2021, and this is the second audio for the study of Galatians, the book of Galatians. We're starting off with chapter 1, verse 1 to 6 today, and the main focus is the verses, you know, reading the verses from a Hebrew perspective. We're not so much into the history of how things happen, though this has been shared as a brief introduction to what is being taught. Hallelujah. So, the book of Galatians is one of the books that Apostle Paul wrote to the body of Yahushua. Sorry, brethren. I'm a little bit thrown off, but bear with me. I'll get there. The first audio was just an introductory prayer, opening prayer, and this is now the teaching. So, the Messianic assembly or community or congregation. So, in those days, they didn't say church. The word church is not, it wasn't a popular word. It wasn't used. It wasn't known as such. It's more of a Greek word, Greek Latin word. What's used in the Hebrew is assembly or community or congregation or even fellowship. So you'll see the repeatedly in these teachings, what will be written will be the Messianic assembly or the Messianic community or the Messianic congregation or the Messianic fellowship rather than church. But the word church will be placed in brackets for those who don't understand very well. So the Spirit of Yahweh was ministering through Apostle Paul to the people of Galatia, the ones who had heard the word of Yahushua, who had heard the gospel of Yah's salvation and received it through Apostle Paul. So Paul is writing in the Messianic assembly or community of Galatia, to whom Paul is writing in this letter to the Galatians, were the various congregations of fellowships that Apostle Paul planted on his first missionary journey in the cities of Pisidian Antioch, because there's another Antioch, which is in Syria, then Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. You can read about it in Acts chapter 13 to 14. In the Hebrew language, the book of Acts is referred to as Gevurot. And you can see that it starts with the letter Gimel. Gimel means, you know, is to do with Gadol, great. So there were great acts that were done, hence the word Gevurot. If it's just one act, it's Gevurah, but if it's more than one, it's Gevurot. So when we see here on the map that was, you know, put together by a gentleman called David Barrett from the Redeemer Church, it's quite useful to know, have an idea of where Paul's journeys were made. He traveled from various parts, and for him to get to Galatia, he first of all went to Syria. He was already in Syria anyway when the call came for him to go and minister in other parts of Europe. Well, other parts of the world, because Europe is separate from Asia. The question of how the timeline of Galatians 1, 11 to 2, 11, chapter 1 to chapter 2 fits into the narrative of the book of Acts is a very difficult question, since Paul considers it so crucial to his defense and spends much of the first two chapters dealing with it. It is worth considering in order to understand Paul's purpose. I am convinced of the majority view, see below, which depends upon two assumptions, that the Council of Jerusalem, Acts chapter 15, had not yet occurred at the time Paul wrote Galatians, since if it had, Paul would certainly mention it in his letter. And two, that this is the second assumption, that in this section of Galatians, Paul does not omit any visit to Jerusalem, since any omission would seem to defeat Paul's point in recounting his Jerusalem visits. So I just thought I should add that just as an introduction as to what was happening, you know, the context of Paul's writing the letters. But that's not the main focus of this book, of this study. The main focus is learning how to study the book from a Hebrew perspective. So who were the Galatians? Galatia was a region in north central Anatolia, modern day Turkey, settled by the Celtic. Gauls, G-A-U-L-S, and the year given is 278 to 277 BCE. The name comes from the Greek for Gaul or Gaul, which was repeated by Latin writers as Galilee. The Celts were offered the region by the king of neighboring Bithynia, Nicomedes, from, 278 to 255 BCE, and established themselves in three provinces made up of four cantons or wards, comprised of city-states known as oppidum, governed respectively by the three tribes which made up the initial group, the Tectosages, Trochmil, and Tolistogogai, something like that. And then a map of where Turkey is shown after that. Now let us delve into the book of Galatians from a Hebrew perspective. Paul, whose name in the Hebrew language is Shaul, writes a letter to the Messianic Community Assembly of Galatia. They are called Galatians. They are one of the communities which Shekinah Glory, aka Ruach HaKodesh, who is Holy Spirit in English, led him to minister to through evangelism. Sorry about that, brethren. So Paul, his name in Hebrew is Shaul, and it means desired, someone who you pray for, or you asked for, or you want to in your life, something like that. So he was led to go and minister in Galatia. He led the Galatians to accept Yah's salvation as per John 3:14-18, after which he baptized them, then started to teach them how to worship the Creator or Maker, as well as how to daily work out their salvation with fear and trembling. He did all this from a Hebrew perspective, which is Yah's perspective. Sometime after leaving the community, Paul writes to them to encourage and teach them in Yahushua. He rebukes them for taking on the wrong gospel teachings. We read in context, then apply to ourselves. Hallelujah. So then we start Galatians chapter 1. Let me start in the next audio. Shalom.